A very good morning to all my students. Today's topic in science is adaptation in animals. Natural home of an animal is called its habitat. Adjustment to a habitat is known as adaptation. So children, today we are going to learn about how animals adapt with behavioral and physical changes. In animals, these changes are based on their habitat, food requirements, and for their survival. Animals can be categorized on the basis of the place they live into 5 groups. That is, they can be terrestrial animals, aquatic animals, arboreal animals, aerial animals, and amphibians. Terrestrial animals like tiger, lion, camel, dog mostly live on land. Some can swim also. Their characteristics are: they have legs to walk on land, they have lungs to breathe, they have a well-developed nervous system and sense organs. They can sense the changes in their surroundings. Snakes live on land, but they have scales on their body which help them to creep or crawl. Animals of cold region like polar bear has thick fur to keep warm. On the other hand, animals like camels, which live in desert, have thick skin for protection against heat of the sun. Snakes, lizards, crocodiles are known as cold-blooded animals. Because their body temperature changes with the outside temperature. During winter months, with no food around, they go to sleep. This winter sleep is called hibernation. And during extreme summer, with very high temperatures, they go deep into the mud. This is known as summer estivation. Arboreal animals are the animals which spend most of their life in the branches of trees. They also live on land. They have well-developed claws and broad hip girdles for support while climbing. Their long tail also helps them to grip the branches. Examples are monkeys, apes, and squirrels. Aquatic animals are the animals which live in water. They have gills to breathe. Of course, whales and dolphins breathe through special lungs. Fishes have fins, and ducks have webbed toes, and turtles have paddle-like limbs. All these help them to move by pushing water. Aerial animals mostly live in air, for example, birds. They have one set of limbs modified into wing and very strong flight muscles. They have hollow and light bones. Their body is streamlined in shape. This shape helps them to cut through the air. Amphibians are the animals which live both on land and water. They breathe through lungs when on land, and they breathe through gills and moist skin when in water. Their limbs are suited to swim in water. Examples are frogs, salamanders, and newts.